In other words, the home tax, our house tax, is there to pay for the roads and for all the different things in the village or in the town in which we live. Then there's the telephone. You girls that are phoning, making long distance telephone calls at the moment. And daddy's paying. Or do you pay for your own? How many of you pay for your own telephone calls? Let's have it. Let's have it. Just the girls, not the boys. Don't worry about the boys. I know. The boys don't take time on the telephone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You pay for your own telephone bills. That's great. That's great. Anyway, all I can say is that when you're married, you'll cut it to a minimum, because the longer you're speaking on the phone, the less food you're going to have on the table. Alright? So that's the way you've got to equate it. Alright? The more time you spend on the telephone, the less time you're going to have, or the less food you're going to have on the table, or the less clothes you're going to have. So you have to weigh these things up, and they're very real things. You call it an automobile. Is that right? We're very simple. We can't even spell that word back there. So we just use that word car, and it's quite easy. And then, of course, buying the car is one thing, and your installments on the car, if you want to go, I hate going into HP. I think that going into HP on a car is terrible, by the way. But I know that a lot of you people, when you buy your first car, you have to go into HP. HP is high purchase or, loans. Yes, getting loans, where you have to pay. You borrow money, and then they charge you interest. Loans. Yeah, we call it hire purchase agreement, HP agreements. Okay, so that's part of the problem, that when you've got your car, you have to pay the installments or pay it off over a period. But then you've got your running costs. You've got your petrol and your maintenance. Now, a lot of young people, they think, oh, that's a fantastic car. I've got 5,000 Rand or $5,000. I'll buy the car for $5,000, but then they don't have enough money to run it. So they come back to Dad each time. Come on, Dad, how about a little bit of money for gas? And if gas back home is expensive, it's cheap here. Then, of course, you've got the eternal problem of things going wrong. Like your teeth begin to fall out. And, of course, that's great, you know, especially when you're going out with a guy and you want to let him know that you want to be kissed, and you smile and your cap falls out. So you've got to go to the doctor and you've got to go to the dentist. These are real things, and they've got to be paid for. Do you pay for them here, or do you take insurance for them? A little bit of both. Okay, so you pay twice. But they don't catch you on the roundabouts, they catch you on the swings. Okay, so there you are. You've got to pay for the doctor and the dentist. The drugstore, we call it a chemist, pharmacy. That becomes, when you've got a family and you've got children growing up, you won't believe how many things can go wrong. It's just incredible. Every month, you know, the kids have got this wrong, the kids have got that wrong, and it's like a merry-go-round. As the one comes right, the next one goes wrong, and as that one comes right, that one goes wrong. And so you just have this eternal thing going round and round and round, and you just pay. So you must budget for that, you see. All right? And I got four ladies to look after, four beautiful ladies. And I tell you something, it's really something to try and keep all these ladies just, you know, healthy and smiling and on their pins. All right? And then, of course, you have general expenses, whatever that might be. Now, obviously, that's just a general format, and one could expand upon it. But our young people back home, that's what we give them, and it's a good start, just to start on their budget. And at the end of the day, you have a total here, and that total at the bottom of that column must not exceed income. So you still want to save on top of that, you see. You want to put some money away. Save for the rainy day. Alright, so that's a little something on budgeting. The other thing that we want to just talk about very briefly, if I can find them, I think I've got my notes in here, is contracts. Do you have marriage contracts here? Now, back home we have three different systems that we can get married under, because we've got a very wide variety of different peoples. So we've got basically three marriage contracts, community of property. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is also mine. Well, it's not really. It's what's mine is mine, and what's hers is hers, and that's the way it stays. Then you have an antenuptial contract, which is slightly different, which means if you're going into business, everything belongs to my wife. In other words, everything that I own, I put in her name. It's antenuptial contract. So if I go into business and I go under, become bankrupt, They can't take my house. They can't take my car. They can take anything from the business, but they can't take anything from my personal living. Do you have that kind of thing here? It's slightly different, perhaps, in terminology. But the point that I'd really like to make is that before you get married, you need to understand the contract and you need to understand where you stand as a person. Don't do it afterwards, like that situation that we were talking about earlier, the marriage that fell apart, because that could have become very ugly. And then we have another system called the accrual system, and that is mainly for a lot of our black people that get married, because they still belong to tribal marriages. So they're kind of halfway between a Western culture and a tribal culture. And it's a contract which is designed halfway between a tribal situation and a Western situation. So you wouldn't have that. You wouldn't have that kind of situation here. All right. I think that we're going to just stop there for a moment, because that's all I really have to say about finance. The most important lesson that I want you to take is to become financially stable and not necessarily wealthy. We've still got 5 minutes, and I'd like to find out whether you guys are writing down questions. Who's written down no questions? Let's have your hands. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. You see, now, there's a very simple way of dealing with this problem. All right? Either you put your questions down on a piece of paper, or what happens is that I ask you guys questions. All right? So you can decide. Any questions about today? Yeah. I was going to say in that rubbish bin, but I don't think that's going to do any good, is it? Can we find a box or something? What about... you see, we got some boxes in the corner there. We'll take one of those boxes for the speaker. I mean, that speaker, not this speaker. And we'll put that underneath here somewhere, or maybe on this desk, and you can just put your questions in there. So think of questions, because without questions you don't get answers, and without answers there's no growth. Okay? Tomorrow, the younger ones are going to be not with us, because we're going to be dealing with becoming one flesh. So some of you might find a little on the embarrassing side. But I don't think so. I think you're brave enough. Okay? And maybe some questions will come out of that tomorrow. Anything else?